And that leads us to number nine, which is of all of this that I've talked about that's organizationally related, number nine is self-evaluation. How are you doing in these areas? This is, in some ways, what I teach, the principle of Kanai, but here's how I define it. Ongoing awareness of your performance, of your impact, of your inner strength to fulfill your calling. Your ongoing awareness of your performance, your impact, your inner strength to fulfill your calling. I mean, I struggled with the title. I told you right up front, Nine Muscles. What can be strong in one season can be weak in the other. Search me, O God, and know my heart and my inner muscles. Try me and know my thoughts and see if there's any grievous way in me and lead me in the way everlasting. I think that was Shakespeare, but just in case, I'll ascribe it to Psalm 139, 23 and 24. 1 Corinthians 11, 28, slightly adapting this, but it says, let a person examine himself. Acts 20, 28, pay careful attention to yourselves and to all the flock in which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers. Do you remember my opening question? Where do you fill the gap between your calling and your current capacity? These are muscles that can be strengthened. Go back through each one. Ask yourself, but let each one test his own work, and then his reason to boast will be in himself alone and not in his neighbor, Galatians 6:4. Now, the self-examination should become second nature to you. After you preach the first sermon on Sunday, you evaluate it. You make the second service better. After you do the run-through on Thursday, you evaluate. Then you make the first service better. After you finish a meeting, you go back and you say, how did I do in that meeting? You know, how did I lead that? How did I handle that? How can I make it better? But then I do want to move just briefly before we end with doing some personal evaluation. You know, looking at yourself as a spiritual person, as an emotional person, as a physical person, as a relational person. All that comes into play too. Just like you have to know what's going on with your people when it comes to their health or when it comes to their outside pressures or when it comes to their emotional state, you have to be aware of yours. You know, what's pulling on you? What pressure do you have? And because of that, what might you need to ask more of from a key staff person? Or what might you need to delay? Or what might be right for the vision, but it's wrong for you personally? I mean, maybe you're facing a surgery. Maybe you're facing, you know, twins that are going to be born in a few months. Maybe you have a relational issue that needs to be worked out. That's all goes into this of how God works through you. Maybe you need to seek that counseling. By the way, the best time to find a Christian counselor is when you don't need one. Build a relationship. Let them know about you. Let them make their notes. Let them do their assessment. Let them help you see some blind spots when things are going well. That way, when you walk in and things are going bad, they've got a working memory of who you are so that they can jump right to it. They can get right into it. And get a real counselor, not an AI one, just in case I need to say it. But this self-evaluation too, when these other muscles are not as strong as you want to be, or you find yourself weak in one area or another, look at your own rhythms. Are you taking the Sabbath? Are you engaging in balcony time? You know, for this meeting that we're doing, we're here together for 2 days. We're not back together for another couple of months, but should you have come in a little bit early? Today, personally, I've chosen to stay a little bit late. I want to go out tonight and sit at the pool, even though it might be a little too cold. Or at least sit in my window and just read and, you know, look at what I can see from the top floor. I've extended that. I needed that. Just went through a move, had some other things. Thought, yeah, I'm just going to stay an extra night. I mean, I'm going to get home so late. My wife's already in bed anyway. Why not wait and drive home in the morning? But sometimes you need to do that. You think about that. I tell people on coaching, don't just log on when it's time to start. Be at your desk an hour before. Look through last month's notes. You know, do some reflection. Look at what I'm talking about today. Look at your underlines. Be ready. And then there's time for more serious recalibration. I mean, one of our members that's not here today is on a sabbatical. Not a long one. I think it's about 6 weeks. You know, not preaching, visiting some friends, seeing some older family members, but just taking some time to recalibrate. So regular rhythms, weekly reflection. I might add in hourly confession, occasional recalibration. All of that goes into you being healthy. Healthy leader, healthy church. If your team imitated your inner life, would they be more healthy? I don't know. They call them executive functions. I might just say these are the key muscles that, just like your biceps and your hamstrings and your calves and your abdomen and your hip flexors and all those things, these are the things that help you do what God has called you to do. And I hope that something that I've given you here has given you some exercises that you can work on to be the best leader that God has called you to be. Amen.